very pleased to have as our kickoff guest today, Ms. Jill A. Lublin. Jill is an international speaker on radical influence, publicity, networking, and referrals. She is the author of three bestsellers, including Get Noticed, Get Referrals, co-author of Guerrilla Publicity and Networking Magic. She has just written a new book called The Prophet of Kindness. We welcome Jill Lublin to The Mike Schickman Show. Jill, how are you?
I'm doing great today. Thank you. Hope you're doing great, too.
I am doing wonderful. I have to tell you that it appealed to me in a time where we seem to have lost the kindness gene, whether it's across the aisle or across the world. Right now, we seem to be engaged in a major bout of crankiness as a people and as individuals. And so I thought your message was one that really needs to get out.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I've been feeling that too, and hence the book, and it's perfect timing in all of this seemingly even gotten worse times.
Well, part of it really is the impersonal nature of social media. It can be as personal and as devastating as a duel used to be back in ancient times, but it's without somebody to really target. And it seems to have opened up the faucet on all of the negatives that come with human nature.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Right, because it's so easy to be impersonal that way, and kindness is so much easier. Really, and actually, it takes a lot less time than social media. It's all the little things.
You know, it's funny because you get memes. There was a stupid meme out about some people refuse to tip a African American waitress, and you just kind of go, "What the heck is wrong with you?" You know, didn't your mother spank you enough? And it seems we just got a lot of spoiled people in this country.
Well, or people who think they can get away with certain things called being unkind. And, you know, unfortunately, people have certain prejudices and certain things they think are right. But the truth is, kindness is a universal trait.
Yes, and so is meanness. But you have to make the decision, it seems, to be kind, where meanness seems to come naturally.
Yeah, unfortunately for many people. And the good news, there are still many, many kind people. It's just unfortunately the unkindness often makes the news.
You know, it's ironic. When I first came south 35 years ago, and it took me a while to find out that you could say the meanest thing possible about somebody else as long as you added the phrase, bless your heart, or bless her heart, or bless his heart. You know, and I used to laugh at it, and then I realized that was just part of the lube that helped everything run a little smoother when it came to interpersonal relationships here south of the Mason-Dixon line. You know, bad manners are bad manners, and folks around here seem to have a little better manners than if you go farther up north. I don't know why, it just seems to be true.
Yeah, I have noticed some geographic distinctions. I would agree with you. In the South, people are a little nicer, kinder. There is sort of a gentlemanly way. You know, it's kind of almost a historic thing, but I think it's really true because I travel a lot for speaking and consulting, and I see it. I see lots of geographic distinctions in the country, and it is interesting to note that.
You know, and we have as a culture seem to forget the little tidbits of manners, etiquette, and downright kindness to keep those social interactions flow. And you write about how important it is in business to show that kind of kindness.
Well, that's right, because kindness goes across every line, professional and personal. And interestingly enough, companies who are more kind, whether you're a big company or a small company, to your employees and to your customers, frankly, get a lot further. And it makes a huge difference.
And it starts at all levels. I mean, it starts from the top down, but it really starts in your office or business or your home, and then it's easier to take outside to the rest of the world.
Absolutely. And the truth is, you know, you can tell when you go in a business and the, shall we say, top down isn't so nice, because guess what? The employees are disgruntled. They feel less, you know, likely to serve you well. That's everything from a restaurant to a movie theater to, you know, when you call your phone company, et cetera. The airlines, you know, I see it everywhere. And what I also notice is there are certain airlines I'll fly where I'll feel the difference. You know, like I love Southwest, and I actually write about Southwest. You know, when you go on the plane, you feel that they're well taken care of, and they're fun to be around, and they're kind to me. You know, if something happens, I have to make a change in my airline. I don't go up against all the same kinds of fees and problems like that, you know. So will I choose to fly, as an example, Southwest Airlines as much as I can? Yes, I actually will, even though they don't give me a seat assignment, because everything else is filled with kindness and consideration. And to me, as a business traveler, that makes a huge difference.
Well, I'm going to give you a corollary. I try to fly Southwest as much as I possibly can as well, because I noticed on my very first flight with Southwest, we're talking 10, 15 years ago, they were like that. I mean, they used to actually be rowdier and more fun than they are now. They've gotten a little bit more corporate today. But I travel with my wife very often, and she's wheelchair-bound, and some other airlines stick her in the back of the plane and make her wait or do other things. Southwest takes great care of her from the opening of the gate and beforehand. And, you know, you appreciate that. You appreciate the little things. But it's funny, as we've gotten bigger corporately. You know, I remember reading about Sam Walton and Walmart. And one of the big keys at Walmart when they opened, if there were more than two people on any line, they would open up another register. Well, that hasn't happened in millennia since Sam died. But there are certain corporate cultures that have figured out, in some ways, I guess we'll call it a pathway to kindness.
Yes, exactly. And I actually, in Profit of Kindness, have seven pathways to it. And make it, you know, very easy to give assignments, shall we say, to certain ways of being. And you're talking, you know, about generosity and flexibility, all pathways to kindness. So I think this is really important that, yeah, pay attention. I mean, why'd you go to Walmart? Because you didn't have to wait, right? It's much easier.
Back in the day. Now that's, yes. They've lost that. Part of it also, I think, is the willingness to spend time. We've gotten so much brusquer as every, I don't know, more brusque. I don't even know what the proper grammar is. But we used to be able to get our problems done with a person one-on-one. And few places still allow that. And the kindness of, I've had so many people after, you know, during the Christmas shopping season and after, talking about businesses that they love because they took care of them personally.
And it
makes sense. You know, listen, if you're just, you and I talking about Southwest, we may have convinced a couple of people out there that, you know, I should go Southwest next time I travel.
Well, and isn't this interesting? Because, you know, I'm frankly, my main business is publicity. And here we are talking about some companies, Southwest, Walmart, et cetera. Are we giving them publicity? Of course we are, because kindness leads to publicity and more visibility. And, you know, it's just the right thing to do. And I think it's so important to bring it back, to be more kind, to do simple things that make a big difference. Like open the doors, like smile at people. People aren't smiling so much anymore. You know, you can tell.
Well, they are on Wall Street, but that's a totally different story. We are talking to Jill Lublin, her latest book, The Prophet of Kindness. We only have another couple of moments with Jill. Let's talk about how do we bring back kindness as a nation here? Is it a decision we have to make? Because I have a feeling, whether people like or hate Donald Trump, kindness doesn't seem to be up there on the old Trump
meter. No, and that's exactly why this book is so important, because interestingly enough, you know, he is all about profit and business, and in Profit of Kindness, I talk about how kindness creates more, interestingly enough, more profit and more business. And so how you do it? Well, you start simply. Number one, like you said earlier, you know, certainly in your family, with your customers, with your employees, when you walk out the door. You know, think about doing, I like to say, you know, a lot of people talk about random acts of kindness. I say do a conscious act of kindness. You know, literally, you see somebody who needs a little help, open the door for them, the woman with the baby stroller, you know, make the person in a wheelchair, you know, create some places where you're stretching yourself just a little bit, taking just a moment of extra time, because that's all it really takes. To be more kind, whether you think the person wants it or not, they will notice, and you know their world will be a little brighter. And interestingly enough, I always find that those practicing kindness feel much better. We've done studies throughout the book where people are truly happier and making more money.
Jill,
what a wonderful combination.
Jill, where is the Prophet of Kindness available?
Go to prophetofkindness.com. And order it, and or any of your bookstores.
Jill, a real joy. Come back and join us, and good luck with the book.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being here.
That's Jill Lublin, The Prophet of Kindness.